Shout out to all the people that are doing long distance relationships. You can really try.
Bro, that is, video calls are what really sustains. I don't even like long distance relationships. That one is something I learned the hard way too. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Third best thing.
Why is this story for another day?
No, it's today is not the day. Today is not the day.
Story from long distance.
Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
One, two, three, go! We have lift off. Hello, guys.
Where are we lifting off to?
To the moon, baby.
Message. What's going on now? What's happening?
Man, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Every beginning of the episode, I always thank God for His message. It's not easy to be alive in this Nigeria. They say Nigeria is a death trap.
Jesus Christ.
But God has been merciful and He has kept us all safe. And you, the listener out there, you have joined us once again to Make We Converse podcast. If it's your first time, this is a podcast that entertains you, makes you laugh, makes you reason, makes you argue, makes you debate, consoles you, comforts you. See, we are not, you know, the Holy Spirit is the person that has all the comforter, is the advocate,
all the everything.
I don't want to say, we can't be the Holy Spirit, but
assistant Holy Spirit, if possible. Good to be back on the podcast again, and we appreciate every single person that listened to our last episode, every single person that shared, every single person that gave us a feedback, and even those that when we send, if you still not listen to it, we still thank you. You understand? Because you know that you
enemies for our father's house. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? What is it when you see us on BBC? Is it when you hear us on the radio? But anyway, we appreciate every single person regardless. And today we are discussing something that is very close to our hearts, is something that even without it, we would not even have a podcast.
But before then, okay. I want us to let's do a small therapy session. Are you right?
Oh my God, here you go.
So how's your week been? Are you right?
All right. My week was actually very hectic. Highly hectic. Between Thursday and Friday, I had just 2 hours of sleep. Because I had back-to-back.
2 hours.
2 hours. Basically, I slept around 9, then I woke up around 11. And I worked from past 11, past 12 to 8 the next day. And I needed to wake up by 9 to start another work.
Jesus.
So it was terrible. But I'm glad I've sort of delivered. I've delivered on those gigs. And
you didn't you gave a top job.
I mean, that's the idea. You know, we spend so much time so that we can deliver excellence. Nothing but excellence.
You know, I get what you're saying. It relates a lot. Sometimes when the work is actually in front of you, it looks like a mountain, a big mountain.
Yeah.
But once you do it, the rewards of the work, it's so, so soothing.
Bro.
I remember I had a full basket of laundry to do.
Jeez.
Our washing machine is bad. Yeah. So I had to use my hand. Caveman style. So I had to use my hand. And I had, my schedule was tight. We had gone for a video on that Friday.
The next day.
The Saturday, I was going to go to work.
Jeez.
When I came back from the video around 1 o'clock, two o'clock to 4.
Wait, what?
I was washing clothes in the bathroom.
2 a.m.
Baba me.
Bro.
I put on a podcast, Make Converse podcast.
To
suit me down. I washed full, my line, the line full grand. Then after I finished, I hanged. And I went to work. 7 o'clock I was already, because I work in the island that Saturday.
Jeez.
I came back home. When I came, the good thing about the feeling I had was that coming back home, meeting, clean clothes.
Yes, I
and
did have
to do this for next 2 weeks. You're good. So I get what you're saying. Sometimes when you burn, you take it a sacrifice.
Yeah, a long period of time and just enjoy it after.
For me, my week has been awesome. But what has really capped my week basically is High Life Music. I used to step down.
What type of High Life? Is it Igbo High Life or
yeah, all of them. But bro. I love the Igbo High Life so much. Classical Igbo High Life. Oliver the Cook.
Same here.
Chief Osita Osadebe.
Osadebe.
Osita Osadebe, I think that's his name. Osankwa. They call him Osankwa.
I have a playlist of
highlights. Bro, I said YouTube music. Guys, I think you should download YouTube music and Spotify. May they come sponsor us. Man, I know you just mentioned one. Man, I don't mention one. So YouTube music and Spotify. I think YouTube music is about 900 naira per month.
Yeah.
You can enjoy like a whole array of any song where you don't hear once. We are not sure of the lyrics. Just type it. You see the song there. So I enjoy a lot of high life music, and it actually helped me. Like after I'm stressed from work and everything, just to calm down.
It has that. It has that soothing effect.
See, more leave those that guitar for the Eastern guys. Just leave it for them.
Don't leave it.
They are the owners of the guitar in Nigerian music. So that's how my week has been, Sha. And I hope that this podcast will spread that love that we have from the week to you guys.
Yes, definitely. So as I was saying, our conversation today is basically about conversations and basically about communication. So I said that, you know, it's something that is very close to our hearts, because without that we won't even have this podcast. The podcast is Make We Converse. Make we get conversation. You know what I'm saying? Make we, although some of our folks in church, when I'm trying to remember, they're like, what's that in the podcast? Make we yarn. Is it make we reason? Make we, it's good that people have different, you know, synonyms. So it shows that.
After all, Jesus asked and said, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Jesus asked and the answer. Some say you are the this, some say that.
This guy, I didn't see that coming. That's a very good one. But yeah, and you know, if not that we had this dream, we had this vision, you know, Yari had the initial idea. I also was also thinking in that line, and we've been friends for a long time. She just said, you like talking, I like talking. Mok would just join, Mok would begin the reason, and we believe that we are quite knowledgeable to an extent. Yeah. Although we know see Yari they read book past everybody.
Shout out to B-Mac. I want to give a shout out to B-Mac. Okay. I think because time I was going through, like, I had like a lot of ideas. It's good to have friends that actually can like
spoil you into,
like, yeah, ginger you into. That's why they said it's good to have, like, spend time to call your friends. Not people that are wishing you bad or people that always want to manipulate them, you to do what you want to do. But like talking to B-Mark, he told me that Yari, you have a voice. I was talking about, he's a good writer, he writes a lot.
Okay.
Every time, always posting articles. He has actually chilled down. A lot of people that who know B-Mark.
Yeah. And he's a fantastic artist as well.
Posting a very good artist. He does this hyper realism artist.
Bro.
So always posting articles on Facebook, but I wanted that. I was like, I really want to write like you write, you know. Sometimes it's easy to, like, guys, step down. Don't be feeling you're too big. There are people that are doing this podcast game that we know, okay, we are in a way, they are ahead of us.
Yeah, miles.
We're like, guy, Alpha, let me, what, I like how you're doing. I like how you communicate easily. You don't rush your words. Your words are very clear. How do you record? How do you edit? Guys have actually reached out to us.
Like,
how do we do? How do we
very
do,
true.
Our designs, how do we, all those things we do ourselves.
100.
And the podcast actually made us do all these things.
Yes.
But however, what I'm going to is that he said something about the podcast. No, he didn't even say our podcast. He was like, you have a story to tell. You understand? Every one of us have a story to tell.
Yes.
And that's how I got digital. I said, okay, this podcast must happen. And unknowing to me, Ayo had also had that thing raising his mind. Ayo had wanted to just do something. Ayo today now is a multi-talented voice artist. So, well, if you're looking for anybody to do your voice artist,
thank you so much.
Call Ayo, right?
Yes. I'm the one for your job. Animation, no, everything. I mean, more put it on one side. But basically, I remember how happy I was, because I was doing the voiceover course then, and I remember one of the teachers then told me that I have a conversational voice. I think it was between that time. Well, we thank God for that. So it was just a matter of, okay, it goes beyond the voice. You have to have a story to tell. You have to have certain skills, and these skills involve communication. So for example, now as we are now on this podcast, we are communicating. I'm communicating with you. You're communicating with me. Both of us are communicating to you that are listening to us. So there's like communication going on everywhere. And communication is like one of, if not the most important skill that every single person needs to learn, regardless of how many degrees you've attained, you've gotten. If you lack communication skills, it wreck a lot of things. There's a quote I saw online today that says, bad communication ends a lot of good things. A lot. Is it relationship? Is it at work? Is it in your religious gatherings? Every single thing. But before we go into the, if I were already, you're already into it, there's no before we go into it.
This is a commercial break to discuss something very, very important for all of you that want to JAPA. How can you JAPA without writing international exams? Which is why we are here to present to you ABI Educational Services. That is ABII Educational Services. This is where you can get proper training, proper tutorials on exams such as IELTS, TOEFL, GMAT, GRE, SAT, and IGCSE checkpoints. Why should you register with us, you ask? Simple. We have Cerebro and professional tutors. We register you for the examination, we provide up-to-date materials, and we have a serene environment suitable for learning. You can contact us at 080-235-05093. Once again, it's 080-235-05093. You can also send us an email at info@abiedu.ng.com or abiedu2017@gmail.com. And you can see us physically at Abi Educational Services, number 76, Mobology Bank, Anthony Way, Ikeja, Lagos. Abi Educational Services, keep calm and pass your exams. And now back to the episode.
Do you have any story, any personal communication, or should I say miscommunication or lack of communication story? And before you go into that, what to you, what's communication? What does communication mean? What does having a conversation mean?
So I think communication is two ways.
Okay.
You know, it's not just us, a man speaking.
Hmm.
It has to be speaking and listening. I can tell you, I'm talking to you. I'm not communicating until you listen to me.
Okay.
That's when it's communication.
Okay.
We're having a communication. You ask me a question. How am I able to answer you? It's because I listened to what you said. So communication is a two-way street. And for me, the story where, so years ago, back in school, I was into politics. I was an electoral officer for a faculty election.
Hmm.
And they took us to a small room. I can remember the room. It was like around 5 o'clock in the night after school activities had shut down. There were like four guys in the room, six guys in the room, plus we, the four guys that were going to be elected into the INEC of that faculty election at that time.
Okay.
And it was like a parliament, the school, a faculty parliament.
Okay.
And one of my seniors, Grace Aries, those of us that know him, the guy stood up and spoke. I was like, what is this?
It shocked you.
Bro, I was like, with clear English, with verbal, I don't know how they say it, like with enthusiasm. It was as if, like, if it was like I was a preacher, like, I'll if you can
you,
give
you
your life,
give a life, you give a life, that's so like because of the skills.
So and that's why I felt okay, wow. So it actually pays to be a good speaker. Let me tell you, there's nobody that cannot speak very well, or there's anybody that can speak very well that is not doing very well in life. Proper communication helps a lot in your rise to success. The way you can elucidate everything that's within your being, how you can be clear in your speaking, how you can people can understand what you feel, how you feel, it's a very big deal. There's this rapper that says that the reason why you have black, there's so much crime in black America in the US is because the young guys do not know how to communicate properly. A lot of miscommunication has been spread. And the only way they can now solve this miscommunication is to kill themselves, to shoot themselves.
Yep.
So communication actually pays a whole lot. From my own experience here, I think communication is actually very, very, like, communication is gold. If you can speak very well, it's gold. If you can listen very well, it's gold.
It's gold.
Two-way. If you're a good listener, you enjoy life.
Okay. I have, you know, I always have questions for you. But let me share my own story or my own understanding of communication. I've shared part of it before. This was SS3. We just finished SS3.
By the way, Ayoride bought me a bitter lemon team. I'm enjoying that. I'm listening to the podcast. Come and join me, guys. SS3.
As I was saying, SS3. I was in a relationship in SS3.
Really?
Yeah, I was in a relationship in SS3. This babe, who happens to be a very good friend of mine, and who are going to have on the podcast very soon. But that's just by the way. What happened that day was, where that period we're having turbulence in our relationship.
Okay.
There was a lot of things being said, and we were having misunderstandings, but we're just sort of flowing, not trying to address the issue. Not trying to address, we're just beating around the bush, ignoring the issue. So that day, I remember I was upstairs, I was watching one of my favorite TV shows ever, one of the best TV shows ever.
What was that?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I was watching
this is a story. How we all
go. I have to sing that song. Anyway, back to the story. So what happened was, she called me, and anytime I'm watching the show, I always laugh. She called me. It's like, what's going on? I was like, fine, good. I was trying to, you know, have a proper conversation with her. So like, we need to talk about what's been going on. You know, a lot of things have been said. I feel like we need to like address it. I was like, yeah, sure, I agree, yeah. So, and I was just talking to her. As I was talking to her, my eye did the screen. So Will Smith, you know, Will Smith is a character. So he did something funny. As I was talking to her, I just laughed. As I can't laugh, she was like, I can't believe you're laughing. I'm talking to you about, are you laughing? In fact, it is over. I'm done. I'm tired. I can't believe, no. As she ended the call, ended the relationship.
Wow.
And I was like, even though at that point, I was sort of already like you might off. Not come out, I might not come off, but still, the way it ended wasn't how I wanted it to end because we were actually good friends before then. So that was like my own sort of eye opener in terms of, you know, communication, especially over the phone, which I'm going to address later, like different types of communication, the best communication, the best type of communication. And I learned that, you know, communication, as you said, is like a two-way thing.
Yeah.
Where sometimes as we have grown as adults, especially in this social media age, we feel like we can multitask. I read in a book that multitasking is not actually a human skill. We go for interviews these days and they ask you, how good is your multitasking skills? Can you multitask? And it's like a do or die affair. But to be honest, from the research I've done, multitasking is actually not for human beings. It's for computers. Our brains are not to function as computers. You're on a phone call with a friend and you're trying to send a message on WhatsApp and you're trying to go through your Twitter feed at the same time. There's there's no communication going on in that, at that point. You're just breathing, and when they now ask, okay, so what did I say? You're like, you be like, say. So to me, I feel like it's a two-way thing, as you said, and you have to be in it. It takes a lot of effort though. Some people think like it's just a matter of you just being there, and as you were saying, listen, you know, it takes more than that for communication, for effective communication to actually happen. So that's my own story of miscommunication on how lack of communication actually affected something that was actually good. And you were talking about, you know, listening. I want to ask you from a personal as well, because on this podcast we don't do theory, we don't do subjective. It's like we don't do objective, we do objective and subjective, so that we know how we actually feel about certain things. So I want to ask you, because we were talking about how, you know, listen, do you listen when you have conversations with people?
Yes.
Yeah, so, or how well do you think you listen?
Okay, so it's something that is deliberate.
Okay.
I've seen myself working on it to listen more.
Okay.
Even when you speak sometimes in the podcast, I try to just soak in. I don't try to like always want to respond to what you're saying.
Okay.
Because it helps a lot. So there's a story in the book called How to Win Friends and Influence Everyone by Dale Carnegie. I didn't say I read the book.
I think one of these episodes, you just dedicate one episode to Iari's book quotes. I just thought about
it. You are back where? What is that? So there's a story on where Dale Carnegie was at a party.
Okay.
And this guy was having a conversation with Dale Carnegie. After the party, Dale Carnegie was like, man, this guy is like the best person I've ever met and was so, so good. He now has to go and think back at what he did. Found out that guy only just listened to what he was saying. And that guy actually enjoyed him so much because he listened so much. See, it won't pay you as guys. I'm not being gender specific now, but as a guy, when you can listen, sit back and listen to what your lady is saying, just be the one to listen and hear. Maybe one point in time, just keep okay, but just be listen. Not be saying just you are present. You are soaking every communication she's saying, and you know how to respond or react to a particular pattern. So in listen, after you listen, there are two options that you have. One is to respond.
Okay.
Two is to react.
Okay.
When you react, it's actually from emotion.
Ah.
But when you respond, it's something you've taking back. Okay, see, okay, this is how it is, this is how it is. Okay, this is what I'll now do. You understand? So it's very even in the workplace. For example, now they say like, okay, you didn't do something, and you say, oh, you did it. And your emotions is to fly off and react at that point. But it takes time and chill. They know how to give the very best answer, so you don't look as if you are reacting. Because when you react a lot, people can actually see that, okay, this one, I'm on day, any small thing you push and go react. You understand? To look more mature on your own, you know how to respond to what people are saying to you. You understand?
Okay. So you're saying these things that you said now are things that you have actually started applying, or you apply to your communication or your conversations?
I've had place time. Like when I've had issues in my office or where I worked before in the past where I was reacting. And when I look back, I feel, wow, I should have done better. Where I just reacted. And sometimes it's like you are the better person. Like even though you are not, even though people at your office people are not like, or wherever you work, or where your church, or anywhere you are, these people are human beings. And sometimes they will get to give you, they're not perfect. You understand? And if you don't know how to react properly, you can end up hurting other people, or even hurting your chances at the same time. So reacting and responding is very important. So you don't react. Reacting is out of emotion. But when you respond, it's out of a logical sequence. Okay, if I tell this guy, listen, what will happen to him? Okay. What will you feel when I tell this guy? Or what am I going to achieve by saying this? So you now know how to pattern. What do I want to achieve too? So you now know how to pattern, but your response.
Okay, I like that you gave so much details to that.
Sorry, because if you look at most times on YouTube videos, you see them. My Stephen A. Smith reacts. Most of them are out of emotional outburst. When you say I respond, as I'm responding to this, I've taken back to read, to think about this thing, and this is my very clear communication about what's happening in the future and this.
Okay, nice one. Just to add to that, a research from one of the books, the book I was reading last time we did a podcast on tribalism, We Need to Talk, by Celeste Headlee. So she said, research shows or suggests that smart people are very often bad communicators, and the smarter you are, the worse you may be. So being a good talker doesn't make you a good listener, and being smart might make you a terrible listener. So I feel like this. I didn't think about this before.
I also disagree with that.
Okay, why?
I feel people that are smart are very good communicators.
Okay.
I don't know if, since it's research based, it's possible if you carry out research.
Yeah, that people.
I'm like, all the people that I know that are very good communicators are smart people.
And when you say that good communicators, are you saying they gave a speech or they gave a presentation?
For example, my kind of job, I work in the health sector, I'm an optometrist by profession.
Yeah.
I get to talk to patients, you understand?
Okay.
Like, sometimes I get compliments from my patients because what I like doing, if I like hard topics, for example, your eyes are bad in this situation, so I try to use like logical terms to break it down. For example, there's what we call astigmatism now. So I try to break it down to simplest. So astigmatism basically means it's a very serious term, you understand? But I'll say, okay, so I can understand what I'm saying.
Just break it down for
them. Okay, so normally eyeball is supposed to be shaped like a sphere.
Okay.
But eyeball is shaped like an egg or like an American football. Okay. Okay. That's why when you're looking at objects, light doesn't get to go to the back of eye equally. It scatters when it gets in your eye. So you have to now strain your eyes to adjust how light gets. It may not be the proper terming, you understand? But guys like you, like, what they need to know, they know, okay, my eyes, you know, I see my eyes getting bam, getting blind. You have passed out cross. So in my field of study, basically, we tend to like pass out like communication, and I noticed that a lot of my patients, my colleagues, are very smart. They know how to pass. But I get your point. Like,
yeah,
some very smart guys are not like, I think the best communicator basically are people that have social skills.
Yes.
If you have good social skills.
Yes.
And these social skills don't really come with high IQ sometimes.
True. Because the reason why I may agree with what
you
said.
I've actually sort of contradicted myself. And
because I feel like where she's coming from is.
So when these people don't mind, I hope I've confused you.
Yes, indeed, you have. I feel like where she's coming from is, you know, when people are smart, like people that naturally, when you're smart, you want people to know you're smart as human beings.
Do you want to know people are smart?
Most times.
You want people to know you're smart?
I'm not saying for me. I'm saying how. If you are in a class now, your lecturer gives you guys an assignment, says you guys should read a book. He comes to the next class and he's asking questions. So what do you guys think about? What do you think about? You've read the book. You know the answer. Now there's part of you that wants to answer because you want to answer, but there's also a part of you that wants him to know that you actually did the assignment by reading.
There's no part of, I don't know about you, but for me
there's no part of serious. So you just answer. You just okay. So you've never at any point in the conversation with people want to let them know that you actually know about what's being talked about.
I actually get your point. Like if I see, say, for example, is this babe that came to my office.
All right, let's go.
So if I see, say, those you like, those, there are some people that call cybersexuals.
Okay, yeah, like
and how you can actually show those people like, okay, that okay, I know, say this, you like this thing, that begin. So I started talking my gibberish, my terms in the eye sector. I started talking about terms. They were just looking at me like, oh my God. I saw it in her face. I was like, are you there? Are you, hello? Are you here? Are you here? She was like, I just like you. I'm like, I don't get this one. Like, so I actually understand how, what you mean, that yes, we can actually, some people actually enjoy hearing those. There are people that want you, they just like guys that can speak cleanly. That's their spec. Ladies are love guys that can, even guys too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, one of the selling points, you can actually speak. Okay, you are one of those guys.
Love
a guy that actually can express herself with good English.
Clearly.
I was telling somebody I was talking to one day, like, she was like, she's speaking so well. I was like, where did you get this thing from? Like, it was so good. I was like, I was impressed. So I think everybody likes a good communicator.
Yes.
There's nobody that doesn't like a good communicator.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. Now, let's move on to something I want to address. Still on this issue of listening, because I feel like listening is like the most important part of communication.
Very important.
So just to share some of the other findings I got from this book, she said, from her own story, she's actually a radio broadcaster, she's a radio person, an OAP, radio personality, on-air personality, and she said she used to be too caught up in her own story to pay attention to other people. Which I feel like is related to that whole smart people thing, because they're caught up in their own smartness. They're caught up in the fact that they know a lot, that they want to just let you know that they know a lot, that they don't give you opportunity to talk. I started reading Tinwa Achebe's There Was a Country last end of last month, and there's a part I read there that says when it was talking about when he met his wife, and it's one of the conversations they were having in Palo, and the wife's dad came inside, and I think he was listening to them, he was drinking wine and listening to them. Then what happened was he tried to butt into the conversation. So I think Chinua now sort of said, "Don't worry, Jerry, what she's saying is not really serious." Like, he was trying to like quiet her in a way, but jokingly. So the father-in-law corrected that, "No, you don't do that. Never shut anybody up, because everybody has something to say. Everybody has something to say. Everything that everybody has to say is valuable, is valid enough to listen to." So he said he learned that thing and he moved on with it in life, that everybody has an opinion, everybody has something. And it's one of the things I learned from this book as well too. Yeah, go on.
Just like, one of the signs of a toxic relationship is when you can't express yourself.
Yeah.
That's the first sign of, okay. And I think African mothers are so that a lot. That's why you see them shouting a lot, because nobody actually listens to them. when they shout a lot, because they feel that nobody's listening to me again. They're not listening to me again. So I have to shout. Yeah, start. So I actually understand. One of the signs of having a toxic relationship is when you are not allowed to voice yourself. You say any fear you raise, you just shut you down.
Yeah.
You can't express yourself, you understand?
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yes. And one of the things that she said in this book as well was that every single person you meet, something I'm learning these days. So every single person you meet has something interesting about them.
Sure.
Every single person you meet is an expert at something that you are not an expert at. So you always have the chance to learn something new. So sometimes I'm on bike, although sometimes bike conversations are actually quite hard, because bike men will just want to have conversation about Nigeria and all this thing hard. And sometimes I won't lie, I'm guilty of, all I just give them is Naso, man, Nawao. Those are my three normal responses. But sometimes when I'm really in the conversation, I actually learn some things. Like one of the bike men that took me on a journey told me about how, you know, he's hustling, how his family is in one area, and how he has to, you know, walk all day, then go back to his house weekends. I'm like, how do you do it?
I won't even lie, some people are actually looking for who to talk to. There are people that are waiting for somebody they can pour their
bro,
house.
Bro,
that's like, see, we enter Uber one of these days and the website telling you the
story. Yes, and you're like, you're angry that. Why this guy?
Am I a Sigmund Freud? Am I a psychoanalytic psychologist?
Oh my god!
So, but I think a lot of people have a lot of things to say. Yes. But nobody to listen to.
Even I like that you brought that Uber thing, because one of the things that we do these days, as in this our generation, is we normally give 5 stars to Uber drivers that don't talk.
Hey, super, super, super. Like, if you keep quiet, really.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't like personally, because I'm more of an introvert and I like that piece, so I can do whatever I want to do.
Speaking of Uber, two things that make me give you less than 5 is when you go and buy fuel. If you're an Uber driver, listen to me. When you buy fuel on my journey, or when you now take a route that has extra long cuts, and you maybe talk sometimes, I can give you 3 stars, but when you go and buy food, I'm giving you 1 star. No 2 way about it.
Okay. Now, it's funny that we call ourselves conversers, but we have this issue of, even with Uber people, drivers.
There's a place and time for conversation. You that you want to talk, are you in the mood to hear conversation?
you cannot effectively listen. That's true. Yes, there's no point being in the conversation.
What are you talking about?
Yes, I like. You just dropped something that I learned too. It's not every time that you are in the mood to listen.
It's not.
It's best to just say. One of the things I learned from this woman was that she said sometimes there was a time when she was on an airplane on a journey, and a woman was trying to talk about I think a grandchild that just gave birth, and was really, really ready to share stories and show her pictures.
I've not been in plane a lot, but I hear that sometimes when you just go and sit down, anybody wants to just start having a conversation with you.
From my own experience, I don't think I've had such experiences. Maybe I've been observant in that regard. So she was saying that the woman was trying to start a conversation with her, and she said on a good day, because she's a proper conversationalist, a proper communicator, she would flow. But she was tired already.
Do you guess?
So she just started that, "Ma, bro, to be honest, on a good day I would love to hear about your daughter and share this picture.
But now
I'm not in a good place to listen." And the woman understood. And she slept. And what she did was, after the flight, when she was actually well rested, she actually went back to the woman and they had a conversation. So sometimes, I'm guilty of that sometimes. Some family members want to talk to me, and instead of just saying, "Sorry, I can't talk now, I'm busy," I'm on my phone. I'm looking at them. One eye is on them, one eye is on my phone. And they know that I'm not concentrating, and they complain. "Are you here? You're not here. Okay, you're just pressing
my
phone."
My sister is the king of that thing. She will beg you to talk to you. She will beg you, "Yeah, come, yeah, come, and let me talk to you." and if you can't hold your phone, like they say, you're not listening to me now. Why not listen to me? I'm talking about, so they want you to be looking at them as you're talking. And you're looking, okay, yes, yeah. Like, you just be looking at them as they are talking, as the words are room. If you move away from there, like, you're not listening now. Yeah. I'm talking something straight, I'm not listening now. I'm like, B, I'm listening to you. I don't have to be looking at your face to be on listening to you.
I'm glad that you're already segueing into another aspect of communication, which is the which is the importance of eye contact. So in that regard now, do you feel like eye contact is, I mean, I've watched TED Talks, I've read books, and one of the things that they normally advise for good communication is actually eye contact. What's your take on that? Do you feel like you must have eye contact every time?
So, like, everything, in all things, you must be moderation. Nico, I beg. That thing creeps me out.
Let's not overdo it.
It creeps me out. Like, okay, I going back to my primary work. My primary work is that I'm a healthcare professional, primary healthcare provider as an optometrist. I get to educate patients, counsel them, talk to them, you understand? And most times, guy, they are looking. You know, like, you can't even see their mouths. Now, it's just face mask. So, their eyes are piercing. And only thing that moves sometimes, some creepy ones, so Father forgive me. Only thing that you just see their eyeball moves when they are trying to nod. You just see their eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
Bro!
Scares the shit
out of me. And like, you told me that sometimes you want to look away, but it's not possible. You understand? Me, I won't give you one gist. Oh, God, this one was terrible. This eye contact, I don't want to segue you.
Yeah, but don't worry.
Eye contact. So I was talking to a woman. This woman has a small toddler.
Okay.
Toddler was outside or something. So I was talking about her condition.
Yeah.
This toddler just ran to go and meet the mom. I was talking to the woman like this.
Pulls
down her shirt, wants to suck her, wants to breastfeed. In my presence, I think if you look down, keep that eye contact up. Don't bring your head down. You to, and the woman was like, she didn't care. Like, was like, okay, yes. Okay, doctor, yes, yeah. I'll just look at it. Yes.
Bro.
And if you say, if you stutter, remember, if you stutter.
Bro, no, say you're the process of that.
Bro, I'm like, I was like, boys are really crazy, man.
Bro, what an experience that must have been. Because you have to be at your most professional level there.
You get.
And like, you must not.
But speaking of eye contact, I think it's actually good. Like, but for me, eye contact creeps me out. So I think with time, I think what you can do basically just look small, carry out the way, look small. But I think, was it this musician Drake saying that when he's performing on stage, he likes looking at people in the crowd.
Yeah.
So when he notices that sometimes when you're looking at them and singing, like, they're like, ah, wait,
is it me? Is it me singing too? Oh my
like,
God.
Like, he makes like a proper relationship with those guys. So yeah, I think eye contact is actually good.
Yeah, same here, because me, I'm seeing this one from experience. I grew up as a very shy person. I grew up as a very, very, very timid person that if I was told to address my classmates, people that I talk to normally, but when I'm told to address them in like a gathering or a group or something, I'll be so scared. My voice will be shaking. I'll feel so much nerves, you know, hitting me from every angle. Mm. But I think as I've grown up and I've discovered that one of the things I'm going to be doing in life is talking, addressing people, which is what I'm doing here as well. I would need to, I've had to learn.
I think you keep a good eye contact, y'all. Man, I'm like, why is this guy looking at this? I'm like, why is this guy chill now? Let me mention people that keep eye contact. If you listen to the podcast, you have told it before, your eyes, they look as if they look your soul, like
bro,
they see your soul.
There's something about look, it's as if...
But like, is it a disclaimer now or like a warning? So, you only do eye contact. Make sure when you practice your eye contact in low-risk environment.
Okay.
Now, there are people that you can't just look at. There are people that actually, like, the way the world is going, so you have... predators, we have serious, so you just keep eye contact because people can actually take those eye contact as
the
something
wrong
spiritual.
Way,
yeah,
yes,
so
like, are
you
trying
do
to
it
do
at
something?
A low risk environment,
yeah.
You don't have to look at people like carry full eye contact when you're looking at people that you don't even know,
so I think, as you said, you can look away and look again. So it's something I had to learn. I learned it, you know, growing up then as a shy person. That what even happened was this same ex of mine that I talked about that I broke up in SS3. So it was one of our first complaints, took me out of that state where she was like, I'm your babe, you don't even look at me when you're talking to me. I was so shy. But I don't know, I think that statement also made me enter another level of, you know, being so free with ladies that I could talk to them and, you know, look at them so deeply and, I don't know, other things. So, but my point is that I've learned that that's eye contact thing, even when I'm addressing
a crowd.
So before, if I'm talking to a crowd, one of the ways I used to escape fear is I just look at an empty space. I mean, some people say that works, but one of the best ways is actually to look at people.
Really?
Yes, look at people. Bro, look at people. Like, look at, even if you speak like three people in a crowd.
That'd be switching.
Switching between them, yes.
Ah.
I have one of my leaders in church that I notice that anytime he's talking to us, sometimes he looks at me the most, maybe because we actually have a proper relationship. Yes. So I think for him, he feels comfortable that way.
I know,
so,
I know who that person is. He does that to me too.
Oh really? Yeah,
I know. He does that a lot.
Exactly. So, so he looks at you and like, I'm like, okay, why is no? Okay, maybe this is what.
Do that in Christian house. I don't like you. Like, why are you talking to me? I'm not like forced to like nodding my head. Like,
that's the thing. What he does for you as a talker, as a speaker, is especially if someone that's dealing with shyness or whatever.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like it's just you and that person talking.
Mm.
So it takes away other people.
Yeah.
There and just focuses you. It's just about you and the person. So I have to learn that. And yeah.
But there's this common one about imagining people are naked. The people you are talking to are naked. Have you heard that before?
I've heard about that before. I've never tried it. I don't think I'm ever going to try it. Because I feel like it's just weird. It's just nah. I don't see myself using that strategy in any way at all.
Public speaking is not easy.
Bro.
Like I had one like did recently in church and I knew how. Like I was just moving so fast, and before you know I was done.
You're
right?
Done.
There was still time. You know, like people were still waiting to hear. I said, "Waiting 1 year. I don't finish my talk. I said, "I won't cast everything. I don't talk." So, it's like public speaking. Like when they say, all the two things that people can choose to die,
yeah,
than rather speak to people in public. So
I think just to share and also segue to another aspect of this our conversation is one thing that I've learned from this book and even before this book is once you can have. Especially if you're listening to this and you struggle with shyness, struggle with addressing strangers.
How can somebody break shyness, for God's sake?
For me, how me I've been able to do it? I won't say that I don't still feel nerves if I'm told to address people. I still feel nerves.
Sure.
I feel nervous. If I'm told to, maybe the first two minutes, yeah. There's that, my voice is shaking.
Mm.
But one thing I've learned in past, something I've learned, and so always works for me, having that common ground. If you can have that common ground with the person or with the people you're talking to, something that two of you can relate to, just share a story. Obviously, sharing a story helps because you put them on the journey.
Yeah.
And one other thing I figured, and I stumbled on this. So one day, I think it was some years ago when I was 7, I got there. I think I was fighting the nerves, bro. Nobody could tell, but I was like, "Good afternoon, everybody," and they were like, "Good afternoon." I was like, so one thing I always do is. I talk to them as if I'm addressing them. So how are you? How are you guys doing today?
Mm.
And they respond. So I'm already having a conversation with them. So they respond, "I'm doing good." So most of the time they don't say they're doing good.
Instead of saying, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, chairs, speakers.
Good evening.
Honorable ministers.
Co-debaters.
Co-debaters."
So one thing I normally do that they don't always expect is I say, after I ask them how they're doing, they say they're fine. I say, "Well, I'm doing fine too. Thank you for asking."
Mm.
They didn't ask me.
It's,
so
it's a laugh.
So they feel guilty and they're not laughing. Yeah. So that laugh, attention. Bro, that laugh does a sick whole it, lot to it, me. Yeah. A whole lot sick to it. Me. Because the nerves just like, yes, I've sort of won them over with that. Once you can make somebody laugh, you've been able to sort of win them over. So in terms of communicating with people, having conversations that are effective, once you can establish a common ground, it could be maybe knowing something that they like that you also like. I read also and I've sort of something I subscribe to. I believe every single person in this world that you would meet has something common with you.
Mm.
It might be culture, it might be religion, it might be values, it might be football club, it might be something else.
Mm.
By the way, shout out to Chelsea fans. Sure, happy FA Cup final. Shout out to Yenacho and Didi. Anyway, shout out to Yari Madi. Anyway, so as I was saying, so there's something like now, what I just did now, if I were to address somebody like outside, a stranger,
Carolita.
I say, like now, for example, yesterday we were on evangelism, telling people about Jesus yesterday. And one of the ways I've been able to, let me even share, one of the things that's helped me overcome shyness was actually doing evangelism in church.
Mm.
Because I was forced to talk to people on the road, give them tracts.
Mm.
So I always had to find something to relate with them. And one of the things I normally use, especially for guys, is football. Almost 90% of every guy is a football fan. You understand? So I always use that. So once you can have that common ground, basically, in a nutshell, as I'm saying, is it breaks a lot of, it's a proper icebreaker. Get that common thing, discuss it, and the communication moves smoothly.
Secondly, I think to add to your point, like I had an experience in 2018 when I went for service. I got a job in the federal government as a worker, a copper, but I also got a job in a private eye clinic too. And it was a new eye clinic, so we had to go out and do public speaking. That was my first time. Me, usually how I trained myself to speak, I was a mess. Like in public, speaking in mess. What I try to do myself to do is to ask questions in public in church. When there's always Sunday school, I'll stand up, ask questions, or reply, answer.
Yeah.
I was trying to build my small confidence
in public. Yes, yeah.
But what I now did was that what helped me that I can actually talk to a crowd, not a big crowd, but a small crowd, and I can actually talk to them very well. So I was in 2018 Uyo, went to banks market, and we had like a template that we used to use to like when we talk. So I'll just go through the slide and be talking. So you get a part where in the beginning part of the test, where I have to ask for their response. Getting people's response in your beginning of a speech, like what you say when you're asking how are you, it helps a lot.
It helps.
So like I'll say, okay, chlorpheniramine is the solution to all eye drugs, true or false? You will not be debate among yourself.
Yeah.
No, true. If I wear glasses now, my eye will get bad. True or false?
Yeah.
Like, that maybe calm down. We now like debate and not laugh. We'll not calm down.
Yes.
And I'll go and go back to script. So one another very important one is to also like have conversations. Like Ayo said, you actually can relate to it too.
Yeah.
Having conversations. Let me ask a question, Ayo. What is the most effective means of proper communication? Like I won't lie to you. Like this last weekend.
Yeah.
I was sleeping throughout Zoom meetings. I dozed off. They say it's whatever. I dozed off. And it can be embarrassing.
Yeah.
So what are the most effective way of passing your message across? Are you right?
This one I had to learn it that everybody has a way that works for them.
Mm.
So I can tell you about my own now, but to be honest, it varies or it is very, very. I've learned to make my means of communication adjustable or flexible with whoever I'm talking to. Now, for example, you might not know this. This is like the first time I hear this, but I'm telling you this on the spot.
Mm.
I had to learn with you that you are not a good texting communication. I had to learn it. And
took me with the word.
I won't lie. Initially, it used to be like,
I'm horrible. I send Yari like
horrible. 5 messages, like 5 different things.
Jesus.
Yari replies to just one. I'm like, bro, this is the remaining 4. What's going on? So,
like, I used to have like a problem. I had a problem when, like, I meet somebody online, maybe on Facebook or Twitter. I'll be begging them, let's not take it to WhatsApp. Because I don't want to take it to WhatsApp.
I'll be begging them.
That's the end.
He said he'll be begging
that's
them.
That's the end. Like, instead of, like, I don't know why. There's something about
WhatsApp
that actually drains conversation.
Okay, so you're saying it's just WhatsApp, it happens?
I think it's just WhatsApp. I think
for you,
but generally I'm a
I think
social media communication is
texting for Yari. I have to say that one. I have to learn.
So like
we
are seeing now, it's not as if I don't know how
it's a general.
So please put me in prayers. You understand?
So I learned that from you, and I said, you know, instead of it just reflecting like because me naturally, what comes to me naturally is texting.
Okay.
I had to learn to be more of a vocal person from a relationship I was in where I was like always texting and believe that we're communicating. But when she now told me that she was breaking up because she was hot because we don't talk, I'm like, I talk to you every day, I tell you I love you every day.
Mm.
Said no, but she like I don't used to call her. I love language is quality time. Mm. So I now learned that quality time actually there are different angles.
Mm.
Quality time can be hanging out in person, can be speaking over the phone, over a phone call, can also be texting 24 hours.
Wow.
So you have to learn different angles and know the one that you can actually.
Research for this thing,
what is
research
it?
This thing very well.
What do you say?
You don't make research for
bro,
this.
Bro,
well.
This is my fear.
This quality time. Oh, yeah, love aspects.
Brother. I learned it the hard way, so I know anything love language, I can tell you about it. I read the book and I practice it.
But,
so,
but for me, I think my main means of communication, anybody that knows me, is verbal communication.
Verbal.
But now, at least, I don't really pick us. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, seriously, bro.
Maybe
if I speak to you with verbal, you will enjoy me. Like, you will love me.
Yeah.
Like, when we speak.
Yeah, that one.
Like, I don't have a plan to say what I want to say, but, like, when we can talk, like, when I can pass my... Because I had issue with someone that's... a friend of mine, and we had like a misunderstanding at first. So I held it in my heart. I was like, I had to just pour it in. We had an opportunity to like share.
Yeah.
And when I poured out how I felt so better.
Huh.
You understand? You know, sometimes people always try to avoid conflicts. It's the best thing for you see for conflict to sit down or give a phone call.
Yeah.
And iron things
address,
out.
Yes.
Sometimes text message can actually, because for that's what happened in Twitter. You can't see.
You can't
see.
Yes.
Sarcasm.
Yes.
Or
yes.
All those other tone. Your tone.
Many things are lost.
Be said
many things are lost
text.
In text message.
But in verbal communication, I said, stop it. You are an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But
I say,
when
stop
you read
it.
Stop it.
You are an idiot.
You don't get the context of where that thing is coming from.
Bro.
So, but when you say like verbally, that's why verbal communication. You do. There's no room for misunderstanding in verbal communication. It helps. It's quick and precise.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I say, I'll do this. You do it.
Yes.
It allows you to develop. What I was saying, it allows you to develop more intimate connection with the person.
Yes. 100%.
You understand? You can use your hand. Sometimes to actually make gesticulation when you are in face to face contact with somebody.
Yeah.
You understand? It's very, very important for when you are using team people, when you are in your group of company, your colleagues at work, new clients. Like for example, now you can't market over the phone, like people do it on value, but it's very good that you go and see the person face to face
and have
it
that
helps a whole lot.
Yeah, I think just to answer your question, initial question, which is I think the best means, the most effective means generally is, as you said, verbal face to face. And I think we have, so there's like a proper hierarchy for it. So the first one is face-to-face hangout, where you can actually see the person, see how the person moves. Because obviously, communication is also in body language. You can also, some people can't speak, but when they move, like they move their hand, you can actually tell the way they do their face. You can read a lot from people's facial reactions, even from, there's this saying that I normally say, I say, your actions speak so loud, I can barely hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Facial reactions speak so loud, like, actions speak so loud. Yes, words are very important. I mean, words of affirmation person, but I've also learned that people, they lie, gone. People, they really lie. People, they really lie, bro. So, it's best to see it. So, I think, as I was saying before, the hierarchy is, the first one is face-to-face hangouts, where you can see them, hear them, see how they talk when they say certain things. So, you know how believable, you know how convinced they are about what they're saying. Second one is video calls now, because of technology. Because now you can actually see them. It's almost the same thing.
Nowadays.
What do you say?
I've been doing that a lot now.
Yes, yes. Although it consumes data, but bro, actually, I feel like...
Are you allowing me?
No, it consumes a lot of data. What? It consumes, but it's the next best thing to being there. So the next, after that one is phone calls, obviously.
Shout out to all the people that are doing long distance relationships. We really try.
Bro, that is, video calls are what really sustains. I don't even like long distance relationships. That one is something I learned the hard way too. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Third best thing.
Why is this story for another day?
Right, no, today is not the day. Today is not the day.
Story from long distance. We have an episode.
Episode on that one.
Long distance.
That's true. We should talk about that one on this day. That's how people talk about their experiences. Anyway, as I was saying, so third is phone call. Obviously, after phone call, you will not have text messages. No, actually, after phone calls, we have WhatsApp voice. Voice notes.
Mm-hmm.
After voicing, they will not have text messages.
Mm.
Now, me, I've had to learn to adjust to anything. So, anyone works for me.
Mm.
It's now a level that I've trained myself to adjust to whoever I'm dealing with.
Mm.
I enjoy talking normally. Whether it's talking, whether it's writing, I enjoy it. So, to answer the question, anyone works for me. Depends on what the person actually wants. Now, I want to ask two more things we'll address and we end the episode. First one is, how do you think social media, culture, religion, gender differences have affected communication over the years? Do you think these things I mentioned, these things are like strong factors? And if you think so, how have they affected?
So like it's not here or there.
Okay.
So social media has made it more instant messaging.
Okay.
It's now fast. You can actually deliver, like those days you have to send mail or you have to travel to
actually instant messaging, yeah.
So you can do it instant. Sorry for that. It's the team I bought from me that is making me bitch. So like you can actually do instant messaging now. Now another thing again is that it also allows see finish too. Because the fact that you can actually be there with somebody,
yeah,
we can create that little phenomenon we call siphony. Yes, you can be somebody's always there. For example, now you start calling people every day. One day they get tired of you. Understand? Absence increases your worth. Don't forget that quote by Robert Greene.
Preach.
Absence increases your worth.
Preach.
So I think it's not way, like, I may not be very like logical in what I'm saying, but I think the instant messaging is very great. You can actually read people at the same time.
Yeah.
At the speed of light, people can actually get your message no matter how far they are.
Yeah.
But also, it also made it so become so familiar. People always say, and now it has made a way bad communication now travels faster. Where you basically can speak a lie now, bad, you know, it goes fast.
Yeah.
You understand? Send it to 7 people.
Yeah.
You understand? Send it to 10 people.
And I think bad news or fake news spreads faster than
always. Sadly,
I think I think social media has done well to help communication, but I think it has also done terribly. Now, for example, I spoke with a good friend of mine. We used to talk so much then in school, in uni, but we spoke yesterday for the first time since we left school. I mean, since we finished serving, because we served in the same camp. But one of the things I realized is that even though we've not spoken for a long time, we've had ourselves on WhatsApp. We see our status updates. So I feel like that thing is good and bad in the sense that there's this assumption, there's this feeling we get from seeing people's updates. You understand? You're
not communicating.
You get
presence of mind. You get to know what's happening in their lives.
Yeah,
what's happening that day.
Yeah.
So you don't talk to them.
Exactly. So in a way, it has social media sort of made us lazy in terms of communicating with people. Because you feel like this person, are they seeing posts now? Are they see they do this? But it was not until I spoke to her yesterday night.
Oh, she's a she.
Is that really important here? As I was saying. So that I now learned things that she has actually been going through, things that, you know, things that she had to overcome. I'm like, I didn't know all this from her updates. Same thing from her as well. I said some things that she didn't know, that are things that I was going through. So I feel like social media has done well because of the instant messaging. But at the same time too, so it has actually made us lazy to the point of we not making the necessary effort to get to that number one mean or number one mode of communication that works the best, the most effective. You know, the facial conversations, the being with people, because they're like, why do we need to hang out when I see your status of this? I see your tweets. There's no need for us to catch up. So there's that. Now, I wanted to also address closure. How important is closure in conversations and communication? But I think we'll leave that for now. Now, there's one picture I saw online, and I want us to just talk about what is your take. I'll share my take, and we'll end it on this note. The picture has a lady, a woman, holding a cardboard that says, normalize not bringing up a relatable story about yourself when someone is telling you something about themselves, and just listen. Personally, for me, it's something I've struggled with because I'm a talker. So as you're telling me a story about what you're going through, maybe, and the one I struggle with the most is when somebody has lost a loved one. I don't always know what to say. Should I bring up, should I say,
because you can't express what you're feeling.
Exactly. So one of the mistakes we make is we say, I know how you're feeling. You don't know jack. So I've learned to say, I really don't know how you're feeling now. I know that I can't imagine what you're going through now. So I've learned from, before I used to just pour out, say things like, I know how you're feeling. God is with you. Don't worry. People have faith. Even people that are strong believers don't want to hear that stuff at that point. They don't want to, because they already know. And so I've had to learn that what I just say is,
it is well.
I don't even say it is well. I feel like it is well has been so commonized that when you say it is well, like, it's because you don't have anything to say.
But it saves you a lot of, like, you know, Miss Yan talk.
Yes.
Now.
So what me I say, I don't say it is well. I say, I'm sorry you feel this way. I'm sure I don't know how you feel, but I'm here for you. However you need me to be. If you just want to just talk, I'm here. You understand? Or if you need me to say something, some comforting words, I'm also here. That way, I'm sort of giving the person an open book. Because sometimes I'm always so quick to comfort them, tell them, like, I'm sorry, Jesus is with you, God is with you, don't worry, fear not, life is better. They don't want to hear those things. Sometimes they just want to just vent. So for me, I feel like...
Well, I think that lady who is holding that, she should fold it first, yeah? Let people normalize not telling how people to normalize how you tell people things. You understand? Let's normalize not telling
not,
people
not
how...
to normalize.
Yes. So, like, I
that's
feel
a,
like...
That's
like,
a quote.
For, there's some people that gotta just teach that. Need a word. I've got guys.
So it varies.
They just want to hear you say something. Like, don't talk now. Me or babe, they complain about something that no experience. Where I think is a problem.
You have to understand
is,
your babe to that
where
extent.
Where I think is a problem when you now mansplain it. For example, like, female issues now.
Yeah.
You now say, okay, pregnancy is not hard now. Just like men too. Or having menstrual cramps is not hard now. We too, we go through our own things. Sometimes when our hands blue.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you will experience all those things too. Yeah. So those kind of things, I think that's maybe where she's coming from. I don't know.
Yeah.
Trying to mansplain female issues.
I think
to make it very, like, it's flimsy. What they are going through is actually flimsy, because you want to also share. Sometimes also out of sometimes arrogance or pride, you want to say, like, you are expressing all this, you have been there, you have gone, you have conquered,
I think I think sometimes most as human beings it comes from a place of, I mean, normal human beings that are reasonable, I think it comes from a place of love.
I say normal disclaimer, lad.
Yeah, because
normal human beings are reasonable.
Yeah, because many people are not reasonable, many people are not normal. So I have to put those two adjectives there. The thing is that we want to help. So we feel like the best way to help is by telling them that, see, I've been through this thing, I can relate. So that's, we are so quick to be relatable to every story that we hear, that we want to share one part of the story.
But it's very important that people know that you have been there before. For example, let me tell you, okay, there's this footballer, Dion Dublin.
Okay.
He was a very fantastic striker, but first black American, first black
English. Yeah.
You know the guy now, he's a commentator on BT Sports.
Yeah, I think I
know. So he was like, when he had his injury, a freak injury, he jumped up, there's someone that hit him, he now landed on his neck or shoulder. So he had a very nasty injury. See, what pulled him through was the wise words. The first person that came to him was his physiotherapist in the team doctor. Like, it's okay, Dion, we have gone through this before, no problem, you're gonna be fine. So he was really panicking that, okay, his football career over already.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need people to tell you that, guy, don't worry, relax. I've done it. Make I say, well, I've gone through a problem where that I did something wrong. I was like, not the first time. Guy, it don't happen before to me before. Bro, I was okay. I was like,
you're okay.
Wow.
So I think it varies with different
That's
people.
That's why I said let us normalize, not normalize it.
Because not one size. I mean one.
Exactly. Nothing is normal. So don't normalize anything.
Yes. My guy, you're dropping gems. So nothing is normal. Don't normalize ahead.
The world is not normal.
It's fact. I think it's something that I've learned, and we'll end this episode on this, which is that almost everything in life is a gray area. There's no
nuance.
Is exactly. There's few things are white or black. Many things, all these arguments we have on this podcast, tribalism, forgiveness, communication, everybody has their opinion.
Faith. Pastor Ayo, says gay. You'll be summoned.
Don't worry, we'll have an episode talking about faith, because we're always talking about it on the side, but one day we'll actually dedicate our episode to faith. So to end this episode today, I would say that going beyond communication, if you're listening to this, I want you to have it at the back of your mind that every single thing, every situation is unique to the people or the person in the situation. That's why I really do not buy into motivational speaking or motivational books where they tell you five steps, it worked for you, bro, sis, it's most definitely or probably will not work for me, because we have different circumstances, we have different backgrounds, we have different experiences. So what works for you might not work for me. It might work for another person. So I'm just saying no, it's true now, but for me, it might not work.
I want to defend the motivational speakers
because I knew that thing I said was going to trigger something.
I don't like how we debate and
motivational. Aspire to my guy.
Come on, like these are people that have chosen a part to
man to defend himself
to stand in the gap for others and to motivate a dying world with all troubles. And so I feel like for example, when somebody says five steps. These are steps of, okay, like this book I read.
That have worked for them.
Not work for them. Research. Atomic Habit written by James Clear. Is a research work.
Research work of people that the steps worked for.
What do you mean research?
You know, that's what I'm saying now. The research is five steps. These five steps, they found it out from people that actually experienced these five steps.
Let me break it down so you can understand. So like they did this research. What was the quality that all these Forbes 500 successful people, what is the quality they have?
They have, yeah.
One was grit. They found that every successful person must have grit. Because what is not playing, you face obstacles. So that kind of research now, they cannot tell you how to develop grit, because they've seen that okay, that quality was what was developed in A. So let's just not just debate like it worked for them, it worked for you.
Yeah, but
most people that helped me.
I know. No.
So
I agree.
What are you talking about?
Even me with the talk.
Why are you saying crap?
I won't lie.
Why are you saying crap?
No, I'm just saying I've gone to that point where I feel like, yes, it has helped me, but you have to go to a point where even things that have helped you or things that the point is, it's just like saying...
No, it made me remember, I remember one of on Twitter. So one guy was like, this Buhari session where I was, shout out to BB over there in Astro Rock. somebody said plague. This Buhari plague. But that happened to us for like 8 years. Someone was saying that in the amount of brain drain we've had, one of young guys that has left the country, that Nigeria is going to like setting us backward. I'm like, me from my positive side of being an optimist, I know that Twitter is not where you be optimistic about life.
They don't want to hear
that. I'm going to say that no matter how the oppression, oppressed societies, when they go through oppression, that they
come out stronger.
Yes, it builds like character or
capacity.
So, what I was trying to say was that Nigeria will see, guy, they blast.
Bro, they will come for you. I feel like what I've learned is most people know these things already. Just like how these days now I do more fictional stories, because I feel like the message that person is passing, I can read it from a motivational book, but it will relate more to me if I read it from a story point of view where I can put myself in it. No, because see, we're gonna begin the talk. Point is that, you know, every different shift for different strokes for different folks, as they say. Find what works for you.
Don't mind them, oh, they will blast the motivational speakers. But when what's his name?
Wait,
now?
What?
Wait. Yeah, I wrote Blink. Or what's that guy's name? What's his name? Very popular.
Is it Brian Tracy?
No, the guy that has a podcast.
Name is not coming to my head.
Forgotten. He's like mulatto like this.
Is it Jefferson something? Since you cannot remember, you know. I've won this argument. Motivational speakers, continue doing the good job that you have been called to do.
Thank you. We'll
but for me, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Just don't normalize motivational speaking or motivational messages.
I feel you can also keep, like, when you see people are going through distress.
Yeah.
For example, a person has had, okay, like, this medical field is very important. Like, for example, you want to know the success rate? Okay, maybe I don't tell the success rate. Oh, no. Like, I'm going to have terminal disease. I want to know.
Now.
This surgery now I want to do now.
Seriously,
how can many people have survived the surgery? What's the success rate of the surgery?
That's what I'm saying.
So I should not tell them about the experience I've had.
Now, gray area be this now. So now, that one is important.
Are you saying we should not say it or we should say it? I'm saying it's a gray area.
No, I'm saying that it depends on what you're talking about. Now, this one you're bringing in now is a different angle, different perspective entirely.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
I'm just telling you that all those, you know, this is the way to do it. This it works for me, so it's work for you. Don't make it seem like because it worked for you, I'm not against the message. I'm against the approach of it worked for me, so it must work for you. No, brother, it will not definitely
just
work for me.
Try it first. What you saying? I work for you. Try it first. Please try it first.
No, voila. So on that note, on this note, we hope that we've been able to
confuse you where. We have confused you. The moral facet.
Oh my god.
Or the facet and go.
Nah, so this is the end of the episode. If you've listened up to this point, you are indeed
a converser,
a superstar, a wonderful person, and we appreciate it deeply.
And drop your feedback like you guys always do. Harass me on my WhatsApp.
Yeah, let us know.
It's free. Harass me. It's free to harass me.
Let us know
how
your thoughts.
You feel about your communication, what I said or it was not right.
Exactly.
What I quoted, and maybe the author of the person that wrote the outliers. If you just keep my mind, I can't remember now. You wrote outliers, wrote Blink, wrote David and Goliath.
Gladwell. I've never read one of his books before because I know what it's about.
He's like a story. He tells you history.
I know.
My guy, don't hate him.
He has his podcast now. Republican? I know.
Revisionist.
Yes.
Revisionist podcast.
I subscribe to his podcast, but I've never really listened like that.
I'm not hating on him.
Guys, thank you for listening. We end this now. God bless.
Before we end this podcast, let me just say this. If you're not following us on Facebook or on Instagram, please do. We are on Facebook at Make Converse Podcast. We're on Twitter, Make Converse Podcast. You can follow IRight on The Young Spinner on Twitter. You can follow me. Please, this podcast, we want to increase our fan base. We want people like us to be reasoning together. Abby says, come, let's reason together. You understand?
So, message.
If you hear this podcast, Chan, just share the link. Wherever you see it, retweet it or just send to your friends, send to your groups. Let us know. Let's have feedback. All right? So, we're having like lots of events that are coming up this summer. In Nigeria, we'll try to host like a small event.
Somewhere in Nigeria, I like that.
I know this is a bit Halloween. We'll do our summer event,
bro.
Summer season is coming, man.
Come on,
even though every day is summer for us, but
bro,
let's move. Yeah, shout out, but rest in peace to Dayo Adeboye.
Yeah,
a big loss for the body of Christ, RCCG. Yeah. Our deepest condolences to Mommy and Daddy Gio. Yeah. And funny story was that I actually met him like two months ago. I had this close, corner, so I didn't really believe when it happened. And
yeah, I saw your tweet when he was like, did you actually? Because that was on camera, so I couldn't remember the faces.
He preached.
I was covering things that day, so I can't remember. But anyway,
so it's been a wrap. Thank you for listening. It's almost an hour. God bless you. We love you. Bye.
Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade, and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.